First edition of Wheels Up after the win at New Orleans underneath the Superdome near the visitors' locker room. This is a big win tonight. And as advertised, guys, Justin Blackman, first drive, one of the first plays of the game, really stepped out.
Well, to me, it was all about the way that when the ball's in the air, he just appears that it's all his ball. You know, nobody else's ball. Now, I said in the radio broadcast that he has gives the appearance of that ball is mine and nobody else's, and he was impressive. Four catches, 48 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, I told Jeff a second ago, you know, my theory has always been a rookie wide receiver has trouble coming in making an impact. I may have to rethink that.
Blaine Gabbert was nearly perfect tonight, guys, and 13 of 16, I believe, couple of touchdowns. Fantastic night for Blaine, John.
Yeah, and again, it was a step forward from last week. It was even better than last week, and everybody thought he started strong last week. I thought he showed presence in the pocket. I thought he showed field vision. And I think most impressive, four or five times he threw the ball while getting hit.
Yeah, that was the impressive part to me, is that he took shots and he still stayed in the pocket. For all the detractors out there that says that, you know, he's scared in the pocket, they're full of it.
Not only that, but there was a comeback tonight, too. The Jaguars won the game on the final drive, had some penalties at the end, and got it done in the very end tonight. And that's the most important part to Coach Mularkey.
Yeah, nice job by Jordan Palmer. And coming down after the game with the coaching staff, assistant offensive line coach Ron Prince, I think, said it best when we're talking about winning and losing in preseason. He said, quite simply, he said, winning never sucks.
That's a good way to win. That's a good way to live life, too, right. I think, guys. That's it for Wheels Up, a win in the Big Easy.